Literature Spot A, page 84.
The Old Man and the Sea by Ernest Hemingway. Santiago is an old fisherman in Cuba, but for the last 84 days he hasn't caught any fish. His friend, a young fisherman named Manolin, helps him to bring in his empty boat every day. Manolin has been Santiago's fishing partner for years. Santiago had taught him all about fishing, and has done so since he was a boy of 5 years old. Now the young man's parents want him to fish with a more productive partner. The next morning, Santiago leaves early and sails far out to sea to try his luck again. Eventually, he feels a bite on one of his hooks, and he works out that it must be a big fish, perhaps a marlin. The fish is strong, though, and does not come up to the surface. Instead, the fish swims away, dragging the old man and his boat along. This goes on until the sun goes down, and eventually Santiago can't see the land anymore at all. As night falls, he wraps the fishing line around himself and goes to sleep, leaving his left hand on the rope to wake him if the marlin surfaces. Soon the old man is asleep, dreaming of the lions he used to see when he was a boy in Africa. Santiago is awoken in the night when he feels the marlin pulling on the line in his hand. The marlin leaps out of the water, and Santiago has to hold onto the line with all his strength to avoid being pulled into the sea. When he sees the fish at last, he is amazed by its size. After a long and difficult struggle, he manages to pull it closer to the boat, and he kills it. Santiago ties the marlin's body to his boat and prepares to sail home. Before he reaches land, though, he is attacked by several sharks. He kills one with a harpoon and another with his knife. The blood in the water attracts more sharks. Santiago has to beat them away with a club and is badly injured himself. When he arrives back at the harbour, everyone is asleep. Arriving home, Santiago collapses on his bed in exhaustion and falls asleep. The next morning, Manolin finds Santiago in his hut and cries over the old man's injuries. Manolin reassures Santiago that the great fish didn't beat him and that they will fish together again. He tells him that the old man still has much to teach him. That afternoon, some tourists see the marlin skeleton and ask a waiter what it is. Trying to explain what happened to the marlin, the waiter replies, "Shark." The tourists misunderstand and assume that is what the skeleton is. They don't realize that it is actually a marlin, the biggest fish ever caught in the village, at more than 5 meters long. Meanwhile, Santiago is sleeping and once again dreaming of the lions he saw in Africa long ago when he was young.